Live from Milford, the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
We have Kathy Bonetti here from the Milford United Way, and we're certainly going to talk about the upcoming duck race. But first, Kathy, welcome to the diner tour.
Thank you, Melissa. I love this.
Right?
This is
fun.
Terrific.
Yep. Yeah. The last time you and I spoke, we should not do this once a year, by the way.
I know.
I feel like you and I should be talking more often, but you were in studio, so this is kind of cool. Every time you and I talk, we're in a different location.
So where are we going next year, Melissa?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Bahamas.
I don't know. But yeah. Oh, girl, if you can make that work. I already loved you, but man, you'd go on a whole nother level if you could bring this show to the Bahamas. Let's talk about, though, the Milford United Way does unbelievable work in and around Milford. Let's talk about, first of all, what the organization does and certainly who it's benefiting.
Well, as we talked about the last time, we really address families that are called ALIS, which is Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. And these are folks that are working, but they're not meeting the household survival budget. Mm-hmm. So we try to help the various agencies in Milford, which is tremendous. And that's what we help support with: food insecurity, homelessness, mental health and wellness, and a new branch that we're working on for education.
Kathy, the last time you came on a year ago, I mean, not to put you on the spot, because I see you and I are in the same boat where we have no notes in front of us. We're just kind of talking off the cuff. You had some pretty alarming stats, though.
Yes.
Connecticut is certainly facing a lot of challenges right now, much like the rest of the country. But I think sometimes it gets lost on people because we are seen as kind of a richer state, if you will. But it's pretty significant. What has the United Way seen in regards to some of the things you're talking about?
Well, excuse me.
You're fine. I've done that 17 times already this morning. You're fine.
The number that we always have in our data is 3 households out of 10 in Milford are not meeting the household survival budget. And in Connecticut, the minimum number for survival for employed families is $113,000.
Wow.
So when you think about families that are working as hard as they can, sometimes 2 or 3 jobs, mm-hmm. they're still not meeting that $113,000 benchmark.
Do you think people don't realize that? Like, do you think the average Connecticut resident understands what, like, so when you talk about ALICE, I think that acronym is so helpful, because when you think about people who are food insecure or, you know, housing insecure, what have you, I think we have this picture in our mind.
Yes.
Right? Of what that looks like.
Yes.
But it actually doesn't line up with the average Connecticut resident who could fall under ALICE, it sounds like.
Exactly. I mean, these are people that we go to the grocery store with, that we see, you know, at Little League games.
Our kids are in school with their kids. Yeah.
PTA things. So it's almost like they're invisible. No one would know. And to your point, Melissa, Connecticut is viewed as one of the wealthier states in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about it, and just in Milford alone, it affects 6,400 households.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking to myself, even in our household of 3, or I guess the average household is what, 4? That's a give or take.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot of people making up the
yes.
population of Milford. So what does United Way do to address that? You were saying you work with a lot of partnering organizations.
Correct.
What does that sort of look like, the, you know, able to help these families?
Last year we supported, I think it was 12 different agencies to the tune of $125,000.
Wow.
So that's part of our work, is that we support the various agencies that address those issues. Things like the Purple Pantry, things like Bethel Shelter, things like Bridges. But then on top of that, we also have what we call the emergency fund for folks that either call or just walk in and they need rent relief or diapers. Last year we distributed 12,000 diapers through United Way's offices.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Yes.
And again, we have Kathy Bonetti here, who is with the Milford United Way. June is just around the corner.
Yes.
And we've got one of my favorite events happening in Milford. It
yes.
is a spectacle. It is a blast. You do not have to be a kid to enjoy this. Let's talk about the ducks. What's going on with the ducks?
The ducks are flying. Let me tell you. If you go on our social media platforms, you'll see that there are ducks all over the city. That was a new feature we did this year. It's a sign that says, "I got ducked." and the PTAs are involved, and our board members, and just residents, businesses. So you're going to see a lot of these ducks all over the place.
If it wasn't against the law, Kathy, I have to confess to you, because you're my friend, well, I guess everybody else who's listening knows this, I was totally going to take one of those I got ducked signs just to put in the front of my yard. But I'm like, this is definitely illegal. I certainly don't want to be the news. I just want to tell it. But I was tempted. I was tempted. They're really cute.
They are cute.
I want one. I think they're really awesome. How do you get one?
Well, on top of an I Got Ducked sign, there are tickets, there are sponsorships. We have a couple different kinds of tickets. One is a $100 high-stakes ticket, which there's only 200 ducks. They have blue beaks instead of the yellow beaks.
Oh.
Those go first, and it's for cash prizes.
That's awesome.
But then the $5 ducks are, we have 50 different prizes that are up for grabs. So
it's so fun.
It is fun.
Let people know what we're talking about, the spectacle.
Yes.
On June 7th, right?
June 7th. The entire event is from 10 to 2, but mm-hmm. the duck drop is at noon. So what happens is up to 10,000 little yellow rubber ducks are brought with a payloader to the end of Fowler Bridge, and then the payloader dumps them into the harbor, and whichever duck makes it to the finish line first, we have a water crew that takes them out one at a time, and it's really fun.
It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it until I moved to Milford. It is very cool. If people want to get involved and also just learn about Milford United Way, what do you suggest they do, Kathy?
They can certainly go to our website at unitedwayofmilford.org or give us a call at 203-874-6791.
Kathy Benetti, you are such a joy. Thank you so much, and I will see you on June 7th.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa.
The duck drop at noon. I'll be there. I can't wait. Kathy Benetti, always appreciate it, and thank you for being part of our diner tour, stop number 3 right here in Milford.